This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez applauded the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's six-month extension of temporary protected status for 57,000 Honduran immigrants. But he also called for a solution that would allow these Hondurans to legally stay in the U.S. for longer. A fifth woman has come forward with claims of sexual harassment from Judge Roy Moore when she was a 16-year-old waitress. Senator McConnell, Republican Majority Leader, says he believes the women and Moore should not be seated in the Senate, even if he wins the election. More than 470,000 veterans who've been denied benefits have appealed, but they face an antiquated system where processing cases can take years, even decades. The debate over sugary drinks has turned into a ferocious global policy brawl in Colombia. Proponents face intimidation and censorship. Several fellow owners of NFL teams have given Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones a cease and desist warning, threatening to punish him over his efforts to block a contract extension for Commissioner Roger Goodell, according to several people with knowledge of the situation. About 1,500 former Capitol Hill aides have signed an open letter to House and Senate leaders to demand that Congress put in place mandatory harassment training and revamp the Office of Compliance, the legislative branch's opaque in-house adjudicator. Food and Drug Administration has approved an antipsychotic drug that has a sensor that will show doctors whether and when patients are taking it. Other medicines will follow, experts say. Even before the Trump team could make its case on use of coal and nuclear power at the UN climate conference in Bonn, Germany, the panel was disrupted for more than 10 minutes by scores of chanting and singing demonstrators. Protesters walked out, leaving the room half empty. Throughout the remainder of the presentation, audience members shouted down and mocked White House officials who attempted to explain away President Trump's stated view that global warming is a hoax. Missouri's Republican Attorney General has opened an investigation into whether Google's business practices violate its consumer protection and antitrust laws amid growing concern over the influence of powerful technology companies. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.